Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shi'urim, the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, the Ragachev Zatzal, the Schus Refuas, Ruth Victoria Bas Tehila Rovida, B'Shoshal HaYisrael, asks Rabbeinu, Bizman Sha'akoyach Unifrad Mimenu, Imadavar Ave Koach Shel Zeh Aprati O Aklali. In other words, if you have a certain Koach that separates from a person, and it's be'emtza ha'peula, it's in the middle of being active, it's now separate from the person but still active. Does it relate back to the person befrat or to generic man? So what he means, bizman she'akoch u'nifrad mimenu, even the koach shel zeh, when the koach is separate from him, is it his koach, ha'prat, or is it klali? So that's in the Safanas Panech, Madura Tinyan on page 12. This is all based on, as we're learning, the Pirkei Mavot to the Perish al HaChumash. So we have a raya for this from the Gemore in Mesechet Zvochim, and after Zvov Amud Aleph. Boi minei Rabbi Yirmiya mi Rabbi Zeiro. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the following Shalif from Rabbi Zeiro. Rabbi Yirmiya always asked, Rei Lom de Shashailis. Haya maza v'nikta yadu shal maza at shlo yigil dam la'avi yarmiz be'achmah. Let's say somebody is sprinkling the blood, and his hand is cut off before it reaches the airspace of the Mizbech. What's the din? Is it considered avod bebal mum or not? On one hand you can say, listen, he did his job, it's over, so it's not a bal mum. On the other hand you can say, no, it ain't over till it's over, it ain't over till the blood gets to the Mizbech, and in the meantime his arm was cut off. Ramalei psula, my time visa nasan beinan. Rashi beinan adam izum denasan dekabe hadad iksivi. So he said it's possible because the Hazah needs to be like the Nesina, and just like the Hazah, he has to be Shalem, he can't be a Baal Mum, so to the Nesina Gar Mizbeach, he can't be a Baal Mum. So Rashi's Shita is that the Psul is Mitzah that he's a Baal Mum, and therefore it doesn't matter where the Mum is, in his hand or elsewhere. Because Rashi holds that a koch that separates from a person doesn't lose its relationship to the prat. So it still relates to him biz until the dam reaches the mizbeach. However, the Rambam thinks ich mit Rashi. The Rambam argues with Shitas Rashi. The Rambam writes, this is in Psulei Mukdashim 2:7. So if he's sprinkling and then his hand was cut off before it reaches the Avir Mizbech, the Hazayah doesn't count. So since the Rambam, the Marabbeinu is Medaik, that since the Rambam uses the Lashon of Yado, it's Mashmi, he holds the Din Dafkin Yado, that his hand has to be Shalim the whole time, but not the rest of his body. If he becomes a Mum in another part of his body, it's Beseder Gamor. Why? Because now the blood relates to the person both in Klali. And Achinami, that's a Maisa Hazah, that has to be Shalem. Hazah Nesina, he has to have a hand the whole time. But as far as the regular, the Zgufo Bechlal, he could have a Mum in the meantime before it hits the Mizbeach. And that's not going to be a Psul. Because now the blood doesn't relate to this specific Kohen, it relates to the Kohanim in general. Koloshin Rabbeinu, Shelachar Shiatzta Zami Yado Shuv Ein Shem Zeh Kohen HaPrati Al Hazah HaKlal. After the blood goes out of his hand, it doesn't have the name of this Kohen Prati. It just relates now to the klal. And same thing with pigel. Let's say he does pigel after hazah, before it hits the mizbeach. Does the pigel count or not? Does it relate, the koch relate to him in befrat, and therefore it can be mefagel, or does it relate bechlal to the kohen? We can't be mefagel. Let's say something has two kavanas. Kavana rishona al kol davar, v'kavana shniya pratit hamityacheset lefeula misuyemet badavar. So let's say that something has two kavanas. One kavana is on the whole thing, and the second is a specific kavana that relates to a specific pu'ula, which is the ikar. Let's see. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, Boi minei Merav, they asked Rav, Hani bebe Rav, Dairi bebago, these Talmudic students who live in the village, in the valley, Ma'ala mesa kadmi chashuch lebe Rav, are they allowed to go very early and very late to the Beis Medrash? Rashi Ashkem v'harev kolam alas hashach u'mishetechshach. Kulam yeshlan liram yim bnei hamazik liram yim hamazikin. So they have to be afraid of the mazikin if they go so early and so late. Amalu neisu alai v'al tzavori. Let them go on me and on my neck. Nezel mai. What about coming home? Amalu lo yadana. So he said they can go in the morning. What about to come back? So he said, "Chveis nisht." So itmar amar Rabbi Lazar shluchei mitzvah and nizokin lo bahali chasan veloy bechazarasan. Shluchei mitzvah are not harmed, not in the halicha and not in the chazara. So they're allowed to go early in the morning, and they're allowed to return late at night. Omer Rabbeinu b'tzafnat panech b'psachim sham. Zechet amud bet. Ikar ha-geder im kavana shnia o kavana rishana ikar. והנה בחזרה רוצה ללך לביתו, אך מקום מקום בזמן שהלך, על כוכך היה בו דעת לחזור, ואם כן זה הגדר גרם. רב סובר שהכוונה שהיא הסמוכה למעשה קובעת, כיוון שנה לצורך מצווה, אין זה בכלל שלוחי מצווה אינה נזוקין. So Rabbeinu writes that the Iker gather is, if the כוונה שני or כוונה ראשון is the Iker. בחזרה רוצה ללך לביתו, so when he returns, he wants to go home. And that's not a mitzvah. But when he went, he had das lachzor. So that's garim. So we asked at the beginning, we presented the chakira. If you have kavana rishon al kol adavar, and the kavana specific, kavana shni is a specific kavana, which one is the ikar? So according to Rebbe Lazar, so shluchei mitzvah enin nizokin lebechazim lo chazarasan. Since, as Rabbeinu explains, the Kavana Rishon is the Iker, the Kavana Rishon was the Shem Mitzvah. So when he went, originally he went al Das Lachzor. So since he went al Das Lachzor to come back, so even the coming back is included in his original Kavana. Zag Gedar Garam. And Rav holds no. Sheh Kavana Shnia Smucha L'maaseh Kovat. Rav holds that the second Kavana, that samuch lemais, in other words, when he wants to come home, that really, we focus on that specific kavana. That's the ikar kavana, the coming home, and therefore he holds that he might be nizok. But Rabbi Lazar holds no, that the ikar is the first kavana, the general kavana to do the mitzvah of going to the Beis Medrash, so we can even come back late. It says in the Gemara in Bav Mitzia 107a, Amar Rav Bahani Koi. Baruch ata ba'ir, baruch ata ba'sedeh. Baruch ata b'vorecha, baruch ata b'tzeitecha. Baruch ata ba'ir, shiyei b'itcha, samuch l'vet ha'kneset. Blessed are you in the city, that your house should be near the shul. Ve'amar lehu Rabbi Yochanan, lo amar achi. Rabbi Yochanan l'tameid, amar schar psiot yesh. Makatufkan Bagmara. Rav darshins that there's a bracha that your house should be near the shul. And Rabbi Yochanan argues, he says, no. Better your house not be near the shul because schar psiyos yesh. You have a reward to take a long walk to the shul. So afkan, savur Rav, here also Rav holds that when you return, you want to go home. So that's your kavana, so you don't get schar psius. I'm going home. So therefore, Beis Knesses is near your house is a bracha. But Rabbi Yechanan holds, no, even going home is a you get schar psius. So let the shul be far from your house. Because even going home, you get schar psius. Why? Because your ikar kavana was to go to shul and has to return. So your first kavana is the ikar. And not the specific kavana of the going home, but rather the original kavana of doing the mitzvah of going to shul. Similarly, we find, this is a gemara in 83b, Meseches Bava Metzia, Poel b'knisato mishelo b'yitziato mishel bal habayit. Rashi b'knisato la'ir mishelo, tzich levater mishelo etzel bal habayit u'lachshich etzlo. U'yitziato l'malachto b'boker mishel bal habayit, eno tzich l'akdim, elei menetzach hama. When he comes into the city, mishelo. In other words, he has to work until dark. A laborer's entrance into the city from the field at the end of a day's work is at his own expense. He must work until the very end of the day before returning home, and he's not paid for his travel time. In contrast, his departure to work is at his employer's expense, i.e., he may travel after sunrise, and for that he's paid. Why? Sha'arei kavana shniya lelech lebeito. So when he's going home, he's going home. What does the Baal HaBayis need that for? What does he care? So therefore the Baal HaBayis doesn't have to pay. That's mishalo. Going to work, that the Baal HaBayis has to pay for. So again, here you don't go on the general kavana. He wanted to go to work in the first place, he gets paid for going there and back. No. Rav says you focus on the specific kavana also. Not only the general kavana, so the specific kavana is to go home. For that he doesn't get paid. Rav Yosef, יש לנו גמרא במסכת יומא, בדף עין זין עמוד ב'. Rav Yosef שר לו לבני בית תרבו. He was matir, the people in this village called Beit Tarbu, la'aber b'mayit, to pass through water on Yom Kippur, la'meisi la'pilka, to go to the shir. La'meizah lo shar, la'manat to go home. Amar le'abaye, imken ata machshilan la'atid lavo, now that you're causing them a mechshol for the future, they're not going to want to come to the shir in the first place. Rabbi Yosef holds, she'akavana shniya kovat, v'rei lo letzorech limud, v'alken asur. So the second kavana is kovat, and that's not letzorech limud, so therefore you now let it go home in the water on Yom Kippur. You let it go to the shir, but not to return from the shir. There's a din that if a person does malacha from the filling of the water of the paraduma to the mixing of the ashes in between, passels. So, passels the water. So the Mishnah says in Masechet Para, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Bet, הפורץ על מנת לגדור, זאת אומרת פורץ גדר, ומעביר מים לאפר פרה, כשר. אם גדר פסול, if a person breaks through a fence in order to bring the water of the Afer Apara, to bring the water for the Afer, even if he did so, almanat ligdor, even if he did so, in order to put the fence back up, the milui is kasher, since the pritzas hageder is letzaruch halachas hamayim. Vim gadar pasul, but if he gadar da pirtza lefnei shekidesh tamayim, hamilui pasul, meachar she'en bigdirat hapirtza, tzorech lamayim. אבל רבי יוסי בתוספתא מפרה פרק ו' הלכה ח' אומר הפורץ על מנת לגדור והתנה עמו, if a person makes a pirza in order to be goyder and he's masne a tnai that he's going to be goyder, אף על פי שגדר כשר, even though he fixes the fence, it's kosher. Why? Because it says Rabbeinu Zatzal, this is in Safnas Panech Liram Psochim, Sheken Poretz Geder B'Shvil Havat Mei Para Ze Lo Hava Melacha Aval Tikkun Agader Im Ein Baal Agader Meniach Lo Lefrotz Elim Ken Itaken Achar Kach Machoket Im Ze Nekrat Tzorech O Lo. So Pyra, it's gather for Avos May Parah, it's not a malacha, it's for the Tzarech HaParah. But the Tikkun HaGeder, if the Baal HaGeder doesn't let you make the breach unless you fix it, is that considered Tzarech or not? Because as far as the Kavanah Rishon is concerned, it's all for the May Parah. But the Kavanah Shnia, in other words, originally you made the Tanai so that you'd be able to bring the May Parah, so it's Beseder. Even the fixing of the fence. But the Maisa, when you fix the fence afterwards, that's not for the Parah anymore. Your original Kavana was for the Parah. But now it's not necessary for the Parah. You already passed the water, so what do you need to fix the fence for? So that's the Machlokas. The Mishnah holds you're not allowed to fix it, because we focus on the Kavana Shnei, like we saw before in Rav. And the Rav Yossi says, no. We go back to your Kavana Klalis, was to bring the water, and therefore even if you go there, it's kosher. No, Baruch Hashem, Advarim Ayu Neflaim. Yesh lanu od harbeh, harbeh, harbeh ma lelmod b'Torat Rabbeinu, literally a lifetime. So just please stay tuned. And we will see continuing Neflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. So thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.